Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, I'd love your input on this one because Cabinet has approved publicly funded IVF treatment. 3,000 couples a year will be able to avail of this service, they say. For more, we're joined by June Shannon, who's a health journalist, and also by Catherine Arda, who's a Fianna Fáil senator. You're both very welcome to the programme. I might come to you, June, first of all. The government are saying this is a full funding for assisted human reproduction treatment, and it's going to start from September. You might give us an outline as to how it will work.
Yeah, hi, thanks for having me on, Cormac. This is very welcome. As you said, it's the first time ever in Ireland that we have any type of public funding for IVF treatment. So it looks like there's a whole list of criteria that couples would need to meet before they are eligible for this. And it includes things like they must be resident in the state and referred to their GP. Excuse me, they must have no other living children from their existing relationship and include at least one partner with no living child. So one of the partners must have no child. And it's available for people who've already had a maximum of one previous IVF cycle that was privately funded, or people who've had none. And then things like the intending birth mother should be a maximum of 40 or 41, sorry, by the time she's referred. And the BMI as well has been outlined. Also, there's a number of things in relation to eligibility criteria that's just been outlined. But it's basically you go to your GP and your GP refer you into the fertility treatment hubs that are, there's six of them, regional fertility hubs around the country. And if you meet the eligible criteria after tests, etc., then you may qualify for one cycle of IVF.
We're getting texts already. One listener, Nyasa, says, please discuss the paternal age limit for being 60 for new IVF criteria. Can't get over it, says Nyasa. There are issues with higher paternal age and outcomes for babies and children. Just because they can doesn't mean they should, says that listener. Some have questioned the eligibility criteria, saying it's too harsh, is what I've heard on social media and on the radio so far today. What do you make of it?
Yeah, I mean, there'll be a lot of disappointed people out there today. It's a first step. It's a very welcome first step, but lots of disappointment. I mean, just to that listener's point about the age of the male, the reality in this is that women, it's all about women, the woman's age, the age of the woman's eggs. So to be honest, the age of the male doesn't really come into it. It's the mother herself. And, you know, it is. The younger you are, the more success you have.
But there is a stipulation in terms of the male age as well. Another says, consultants' fees for every step of the IVF journey are so expensive, a heartbreaking process for many. And that's why, I suppose, there is a welcome, June, for this round of funding. The Minister, Stephen Donnelly, is saying that this is the first step.
Yeah, it's very much a first step. And I mean, if you think about it as well, I think the criteria that are set out, while very disappointing, and yes, I mean, a lot of heartbreak today, I'd say, because lots of people have been waiting for this announcement. And unfortunately, one thing people don't have on their time when you're doing IVF is time, because time is against you all the time. And also, you know, people who will be looking at this, it doesn't include, for example, same-sex couples or single people who want to have a baby on their own, unfortunately. And a lot of that has to do with legislation. Legislation hasn't caught up with this.
Let me bring in, stay with me, June, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Let me bring in Senator Catherine Arda of Fianna Fáil. You might be able to shed some light on this. Why are some people excluded from this scheme so far? Single people and same-sex couples, for example.
Well, first of all, Cormac, I want to say thanks for having me on. And it's a really good day for IVF advocates, of which I'm one, for a long time. And a lot of successive governments and previous ministers for health have paid lip service to funding of IVF. But this is the first time we're seeing a proper framework for IVF funding in Ireland. And I'm really delighted it's being done by a Fianna Fáil Minister for Health. In relation to, and just first of all, I'd like to just say I'm really conscious that there's a...
Yeah, go on, we can hear you.
So apologies, I'm very conscious there's a lot of people listening to you today and to the radio all day who are going through their own IVF journey. And it's really difficult. It's really difficult emotionally and it's really difficult financially. But I'm hoping that this IVF framework will be able to help up to 3,000 couples over the next year. And that's, as June said, it's very much a start. And the funding of IVF is now being is through this framework is being done via private clinics, but it is envisaged that the requirements will narrow and there'll be less exclusions, and that it will be ultimately done in public hospitals.
Okay, and we'll come back to the exclusions in just a second. When will it be fully, I know you say you're relying initially on private companies, when will it be available in the public system?
Well, the Cork National AHR Centre is being completed at the minute, and they're hoping to do up to 500 public cycles next year once that's complete, and that will be rolled out nationally, and we will hopefully have more AHR centres around the country.
Okay,
you know, matching the fertility hubs. But just the point in relation to same-sex couples and heterosexual couples who need donor gametes, we're obviously waiting for the AHR bill. The use and storage of donor gametes has to be done within a regulatory framework. Mm-hmm. And it was envisaged that that legislation would be before the House of the Oireachtas this term. There obviously is a delay because of the...
Okay, so that's the reasoning
the
behind
bill.
It. That's the rationale.
The surrogacy, they hope to have like an all-encompassing AHR and domestic and international surrogacy bill.
Okay, so I understand the rationale from your point of view. Can I ask you about the eligibility criteria and some of it? If you have more than one IVF cycle done, you're excluded from this scheme. Why is that?
Well, ultimately, Cormac, this is a scheme where at the moment it's funded quite well. There's going to be 10 million euros spent on IVF alone. That doesn't include the 43 million a year that's already spent on IVF through the drugs refund scheme, and obviously the 20% tax back we get if you spend money on IVF. The reason for exclusions, all schemes, unfortunately, there's going to be some exclusions. In the UK, for instance, they have the guidelines set out by the NICE protocols. In Scotland, they have their own national infertility group who set out the guidelines. In Ireland, these are not guidelines picked out by politicians. These are guidelines that have been measured out by experts and scientists.
Yeah,
and,
but what's the rationale for it? Is it that it's... No, can you tell me.
I suppose
me.
The rationale is that they want to ensure that the amount of funding there is can be as effective as possible. So that's why these particular guidelines have been put in place.
But you're allowed, in other countries, you are allowed more cycles, aren't you? Three in Portugal, three in Spain, three in Germany.
If you were to give people more cycles at this stage, less people would be able to have a go ultimately. So the hope is that once obviously the capacity and the science is built up, that we will be able to offer people more cycles.
Is it down to capacity and science, or is it down to funding?
It's a bit of all, Cormac. Obviously we don't have the capacity yet in the public system. We're relying on private funding. The minister Deeper have allocated 30 million funding, million euros a year. There's going to be 10 million for the last quarter starting in September. So that funding was going to be spent. It's going to be, it's earmarked for the provision of privately funded IVF, one IVF cycle or three IUI cycles. Mm-hmm. You could probably restrict the guidelines more and less people, you could open the guidelines more, but less people would be able to...
To avail of it, okay.
So, you know, it's the first step, as we know.
I understand.
But it's a great first step. But I don't think we should take away from that.
Sorry to cut across here. People have questioned, June, let me bring you back in, the eligibility criteria around BMI and age as well. Is that something you quibble with?
Well, it's not perfect at all. But if you think about it, this is a clinical decision, right? So, the lower your if you have a so-called healthy weight, you've got an increased chances of success. That's where that's coming from, I think. And also with age limit as well. I mean, you know, the younger you are, you know, if you're under 40, you have an increased chance of success. Mm-hmm. What we need to understand here, Cormac, is this is a lottery. IVF is a lottery. There is absolutely no guarantees with IVF or fertility treatment. Mm-hmm. And anyone who's been down that road will know this. And anyone who is intent on doing this, you know, will be totally committed to doing whatever they need to do to have a child. This is like such a heartbreaking topic, and people are committed to this long journey. And if they get one cycle free, that's good because they get like one less 6 grand to spend. But we've spent 25,000 euro on our journey.
And it's still a long journey.
It's a great start. Yeah. It's a very long journey. And, you know, my heart goes out to anyone listening today who are going through it. It really does.
Yeah, I think that's why there's such an appetite, June, as well, for a forensic analysis of the eligibility criteria and the scheme as it's presented today. Wait till you hear this text from a listener. I'm sure you can empathise with this. We had to have donor sperm due to a medical condition of my husband. We did 14 cycles of IVF. We spent over 80,000 to become parents. Mm-hmm. And as you allude to, June, that the cost that people go through. So I suppose, yeah, look, I can understand what you both say in terms of it being a long and emotional journey for so many people. But look, thank you very much indeed for joining us. That's the government saying it's a first step. And what do you make of it? 51551, you can let me know. Senator Catherine Arda from Fianna Fáil and health journalist June Shannon, thank you both very much indeed.